You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV. It's brought to you tonight by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and
come get some.
Yeah. Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I didn't give out Valentine's enough. I just studied Yankee books.
And let's say good evening to Michael and Don.
Do the kids know it's your birthday?
They forgot.
Tough.
Good evening to myself.
Oh, my God.
Clean day.
Clean day.
Let's say good evening to the caller.
He's not really Hall of Fame worthy. It weren't for Patrick McCombs.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, he was one of the... I think we counted five high ones. There was a couple after the other caller.
Oh, let's say good evening to another caller.
One sounded kind of like bourbon drunk.
And then lastly to our friend Dave Maloney.
Shoot the puck!
Where's that from?
From last night. I had... Harvey Cruz isolated for a drop. I thought it was terrific. Rangers on the power play late in the game to try to put it away, and he thought they were a little bit too deliberate, and he pulled.
He was ready for them to
come get some.
Shoot the puck.
There you go. You know what? It kind of works together, doesn't it?
Let's try it.
Try it again together.
Come get some.
Yeah. Shoot the puck.
There's a song in there, I think, Peter.
There's something that could happen. You know, we didn't play this yesterday, guys, and I feel we should have. The end of the Super Bowl. Let's hear the call from radio. We didn't play the...
Ray Rowe.
The Westwood One Ray Rowe call with the great Kevin Harlan. Here's how the Super Bowl ended on Sunday.
In the shotgun, Mahomes. Four-man front. Receiver in motion. Low snap. He runs and he throws. Caught. Touchdown. It's caught. Hardman caught the ball. The Chiefs have won. The Chiefs have won. The entire bench empties, chasing Mahomes in the end zone. Their third Super Bowl in 5 years. The Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champions. It is a dynasty.
Yeah, wow. I had the same reaction.
Either of you liked it.
I'm a big fan, but
I don't think you are. No, I don't think either of you are.
No. He's not great. That was not his best call.
That was not his best call.
Well, tell us what was wrong then.
Because there was no flow to it. He was like saying these things and
yeah.
It's whatever was popping into his mind at that moment.
And having seen the play, you know, he's wide open. Like, so I think it could have been a little bit more descriptive. I think it was just so obvious he kind of got into it without being as descriptive as I know he can be.
And, you know, if you hear Ian Eagle's call, that was great. I think he did the world feed.
No, he did the Nickelodeon.
NFL.
No. That was Noah Eagle.
We have that or no?
If you guys see the Ian Eagle feed, I'd love to hear that.
I think it's Ian.
It's not. It's definitely
now, why,
not.
Why is it? Because the great E.J. Raddick does the play-by-play for NHL International for the Stanley Cup Final. Like, why can't they just take the actual feed? Why do they have to have separate announcers, Michael, since you're the TV guy?
Not quite sure, because they do the same thing in baseball.
Yeah, so. Good.
Hey, you
good
know, it was Ian's birthday the other day, so he must be listening to the show, because I said, happy birthday, Ian. And he said, thanks, and then he had an I emoji and then an N.
Wow. Well, maybe someone told him.
No, I think he listens every single
You think
day.
He's locked in?
Yeah.
But it's really uncomfortable because he is dedicated to the other station.
And there's nobody there from that time. Nobody.
Right, but that's how good a guy he is, that he still feels an allegiance, even though there's been complete turnover. But that's the place that gave him his start, so he'll never come on.
Yeah, but I think it's also very convenient for him to just say no to radio
announcers. No, because I think he will. I'm being serious. I really
We've had this argument so many times.
I'm sorry, Peter.
No, it's okay. I'm just going to reiterate how I feel, which is at this point it doesn't make sense.
I agree with you, but I take it as a positive that that's how loyal he is.
But okay.
He started as an intern, bored up, and now he's built a guy that I think should replace Jim Nantz. I mean,
I agree. It's fantastic. But is anyone left?
No.
Even the company has changed.
No.
Well, yeah, the ownership. There's a few people. There's a few holdovers from back in the day. But that's not who he needs to be.
Nobody on air.
No.
And no one in upper management. It's just the same signal.
I mean, Bob,
Chernoff is gone.
Chernoff's gone. Spitz is gone. Everybody's gone. No, so, all management, ownership. But I just think the whole idea of it's still those four letters that matter to him, and I respect.
But I'm just saying this though. Do either of you actually consider him? I don't know him, so he owes me zero. But do either of you actually consider him a friend?
I do.
Yes, I do.
Then to have loyalty to letters that have no connection to anyone over your friends, it's wrong.
Well, not only let me lean into what you're saying.
And we're colleagues, too.
And I would think the yes connection would kind of would balance it out. So I don't think he has to, but don't you respect the loyalty?
No.
Because I don't think he's using it to get out of it. I think he'd love to come on.
But I respect loyalty in general.
Yes.
But at a certain point, if it's loyalty to air over people you actually know, it almost seems like it's like OCD. Like it's not even a real thing anymore.
So the owners are different. Management is different.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Chris are gone.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody there other than
building?
Some behind. I guess some update people. I don't know if Boomer was there when he was there.
Yeah, was Boomer even there?
It's a different building.
Imus was there when he was there.
The only talent that I think he may have worked with when he started there.
Keith McPherson.
Would be Huesler. But Huesler's kind of semi-retired. I heard him do a net game the other day. So the point is that the time
has come. He's got to be on our show one day. Let's hear Ian Eagles.
Let's get Noah.
Really show something if like Noah has taken over the...
And by the way, we could actually also even have Noah come on some days and play his dad. Why isn't his name Ian Eagle? Let's hear the international call from Ian this past Sunday.
Mahomes on the move. Touchdown! Mecole Hardman! The Chiefs are Super Bowl champions again!
Beautiful. What a pro.
That's a great call. Now, he didn't have to be as descriptive because he was on television. But a great call.
He's great.
I'm telling you, he should replace Nantz.
You want Nantz gone?
Yes.
Oh. Already?
Well, I mean, I don't want him out of a job, but I would move him to the B, and I'd have
you
Ian
move
work
him
with.
To the B rather than just let him do the Masters. You'd insult him that much.
Why?
You don't take the lead play-by-play guy and move him to the B.
Why not?
Because he's been there forever. He's done 7 Super Bowls.
Let me just say, I want to argue. Michael's usually the defender of the old, not me.
He's not old,
but that's the point. He's 64, which for a broadcaster in sports, he's in his prime right now.
This is it, Don.
This is when you're the Super Bowl guy.
I am not doing it because he's old. It has nothing to do with his age. It has the fact that I think Ian's better. And if I was in charge of CBS, I would redo the order.
We have good news for
if it's in the contract to be allowed to do that. He might have it written that he has to be on the A-team.
All right, guys, speaking of the Super Bowl, a record $185.6 million was bet on the Super Bowl at Nevada Sportsbooks.
What?
Yeah, that amount eclipses the previous high back in 2022, by nearly $6 million.
So why?
Now, because the state sportsbooks, And
well,
by the way,
legal in Vegas, all the, this is all Vegas money, right?
And by the way, yeah, this is Vegas. By the way, the state's 182 sports books squeaked out a $6.8 million win with the Chiefs.
You know what's funny about that, Peter? Of all the money that's bet, right?
Yeah.
They made $6.8 million. It doesn't even seem worth it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a big return. So how much was bet again, Peter?
$185 million.
And they made $6 billion and $6 million profit? Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, but I'm surprised that they won $6 million with the Chiefs winning by three. Now, but this includes other things, too.
Yeah, prop
right?
bets and things.
There's
yeah.
a million props. So, yeah. so there's so much more in there. So my guess is they were begging people to bet the Chiefs with that spread, I thought. So,
tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, as we mentioned briefly earlier, Super Bowl 58 setting the TV viewing record with 123.4 million viewers, shattering last year's 115 million.
Now, it's the most viewed broadcast on American TV since the moon landing, which is almost the same amount of people watched. But the moon landing, let's say 125 million, accounted for 68% of the American audience. The Super Bowl was 32%.
Wow.
You wonder, Don, you were too young. The people in America back in 1969 that didn't watch the moon, there weren't a lot of options, you know, they weren't streaming. Oh. What were you watching at that point if you weren't watching the moon landing?
I was only one. I don't remember the original, but I do remember the ones after, and they were all in the middle of the day.
This was at night. I remember it at night because we sat there. Are these people going to evaporate when they get onto the moon? I mean, you couldn't even imagine what was happening.
But do people do work at night? I mean, there are people that work at hospitals and police officers. I mean, that.
But I'm
probably,
sure that every place has a TV.
No, but not if you're patrolling. I mean, I would think that the 32% that didn't watch couldn't. Because why would you be like, oh, the moon landings, I'm good.
We're landing on another planet.
Yeah.
I'm good.
But, well, the moon's not a planet, Michael, you know that.
Another orb in the sky.
But I think those other 32 were doctors, nurses, police officers.
I think they were watching Gunsmoke, something like that.
But you make it seem like TV, you had one TV in the house back in 1969, right? You think that they had a TV at the hospital or like the doctor can all get together? It might not have been as easy to do. And also, you know there are more people watching the Super Bowl than what they say. People get together. Did they have a moon landing party? Like they have Super Bowl parties where there's like 100 people watching the same TV?
By the way, a lot of people may not remember
this. How do they factor that in, Peter?
You may not remember this, by the way. Jim Nantz called the moon landing, too.
Of course he did.
Hello, friends.
That's what Neil Armstrong said. Hello, friends.
I enjoyed that.
Patrick Mahomes on SportsCenter. I don't know if you know this, guys. He won the Super Bowl yet again, MVP. Yet again, here is Patrick Mahomes talking about what the decision would have been had they had the choice in overtime.
We would have probably kicked if we got the ball, but from what they said, they wanted the ball in case there was sudden death at the very end of the game if both teams scored. And so we just knew that what our decision was. We had talked about it. We had talked through it since training camp, and then we talked about it all through the playoffs, and we're very well prepared, and that speaks to the coaches, and it prepared us to go out there and win the football game.
By the way, the East Coast time of the first steps on the moon, 10:51 p.m.
That's not bad.
Oh, there was probably people that went sleepy time Bobos. They just couldn't stay up.
But there are people who had, I'm sure people had parties as well.
Yeah, according to the New Yorker,
there
at
you
10
go.
P.m.,
see?
They had 1,200 people lined up between 5th and, between 5th and 6th.
Wow, hear that?
Yeah, Radio City Music Hall. Those might have been people that were out in the city. You know, it wasn't like you had, you could watch it on your phone back in the day. I mean, you just...
Yeah, imagine you looked at your rotary phone and you just couldn't get reception. Now, I have a question about Patrick Mahomes. I was talking to Jody about this.
Mm. Okay.
So we were sitting in a restaurant yesterday, and you see Mahomes. He's at Disneyland, right?
Already.
So the MVP always goes, I'm going to Disneyland or I'm going to Disney World. So since it was in Vegas, they did Disneyland. Now, you know how I love this company.
Oh, you're a big company, yeah.
What could Disney pay Patrick Mahomes? Like $250 grand, right? Why do it? I mean, he made $50 million this year. He's probably exhausted. And he had to get up in the morning to fly to Anaheim to go to Disneyland. What's in it for him?
The $250 can't be it. You don't want to be the one guy that says no.
That can't be enough, Don. Not wanting
to be
the guy
that
says no.
But he's gone the last – he went the last year. So it's lovely. Maybe it's for his kids, but his kids are too young, I think, to appreciate it. $250 is going to get you up at like 6 in the morning to fly to Disneyland, and then you got to fly to KC tomorrow for a parade? You're going to be exhausted.
Do you know it's $250?
I'm just guessing. I don't know what it is. But it can't be anything that moves his needle. He made $50 million.
You know what? Is it too late to go back on Point God?
You think that was it?
Oh, yeah. He's so right. I mean, we love Disneyland. Disneyland, Disney World, love them all. Tremendous, tremendous vehicles. But you finish the Super Bowl and you're like, all right, now I got to do this promo. I'm out of here, guys. It is a little wild.
Unless it's some kind of deal with the NFL that he has to do it.
See, now we're talking.
No, I mean, so they're not going to give him the MVP if he says no? I guess they move on to somebody else. At some point, you're going to get to somebody that, like, that money is going to be worth something. But Patrick, it just can't be worth the aggravation.
I'm just looking at the history. Phil Simms made $50,000 in 86.
So, probably $250. By the way, Isles Met Jets fan said that Greg Gumbel used to do the Super Bowl. He was bumped down.
Oh, yeah. There's always movement. You know, Kenny used to be the number two at Fox, and he went to three.
Well, I can see going from two to three to four, but from going to lead to one.
Well, listen, I'm never going to be running NBC or CBS. But if right, I did, so that's safe. The move I would make. Because I'm all about doing what's best, and I think Ian Eagle's the best that CBS has to offer.
How good a guy is Don, Peter? The guy won't come on the show, and still he's trying to get it promoted.
No, just calling it like it is.
It's such a great point, Michael.
Another point, God.
I am sure that he gets paid $250,000, and the deal with the NFL is he has to go. Because you're right, there would be somebody who would be like, I'm not doing it. But there must be something in the contract that you have to do it.
I think that's it. I think you win MVP, it's part of the deal. Now, he says, Patrick, on SportsCenter, that they would have went for two if both teams had scored.
We were going for two. I don't know if Coach Reed wants me telling everybody, but we would have went for two for sure.
I was quoting what he said, Don.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not wrong. But I like beating Michael to it.
Because now you're proud that you know.
Well, I've stopped saying it, though.
Stop it.
Here's Mahomes on with McAfee saying he's still got a long way to catching Tom Brady.
I mean, I like it because, I mean, he's the greatest of all time. So I like being compared to him. But I still have so long that I have to go in my career. If you look at the longevity, the consistent greatness that he had every single year, all I can do is just try to continue to be the best me every single day that I have and have no regrets. And I actually heard Tom say this a while back, and that was his goal, was just to be the best version of Tom Brady that he can be. All the other stuff kind of comes with it if you continue to work hard and continue to get great teammates around you. But I've been blessed, man. I've been blessed to be in a great organization with great players. And if I can just continue to work the way that I work, I'll have no regrets about however my career ends.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Well, kidding me? I'm so touched. Guys, do you have the Taylor Swift watch? Because this might be our last for a while.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift watch.
Kelsey finds a blank space.
And I'll write your name.
Guys, you want to hear the moment from inside the NFL when Travis and Taylor finally embraced after the game?
I do. I love a love story.
Let's hear it.
Thank you for coming, baby.
I cannot believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making it across that way, across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
I don't know.
That was intimate.
I'm waiting for a little love there. There was no, I love you, baby.
Well, maybe not I love you. That's okay.
She's been to 14 Chiefs games.
Yeah. Not 14.
Yeah, it's 14.
Wow.
Is it really 14?
Right?
14 games. Every playoff game and 9 games or 10 games during the season.
I'll tell you what, that's an unbelievable amount of games.
Wasn't it 13?
Unbelievable.
Because it's 13. Her lucky number or whatever?
Oh, it was 13. He's right. I did see that little stat moving around.
But, Peter, it's possible that they not haven't said I love you yet.
Oh, no, they've said it. No. No, it's not possible.
Really, it's not.
Okay. No.
What do I know?
I think given the amount, like, let me put it this way, Don. The timeline is such that, like, there are people who could have not said I love you yet. But the fact that she, if it's a real relationship and not completely fugazi, she flew across the planet.
Yeah, you do that for love.
That's an I love you situation. Right. I believe. Now, did you notice, Michael, I'm sure you saw the videos of the makeout.
You mean when they're in the club?
Yeah, the makeout felt weird.
And now you're gonna rate makeouts?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna go there. I refuse. I have too much. It's too much dignity, and I have too much respect for love.
I'm makeout rating. They looked like kind of like the kids, like just mushing their lips together.
She's got a reputation as kind of pure. She can't be like doing tonsil hockey with them.
I'm not saying tonsil hockey, but you could open your mouth a tad. You're both adults. That'll do it for ENN. Oh, it's brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their President's Day sales event.
It's amazing, Don, because I heard that Dan Grosso's coming on for a half hour. He's going to break down the kiss.
What?
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that, but I'll be listening.
Of course you will. It's Dan. Happy birthday, buddy. May you live as long as you want, but never have to want as long as you live.
There it is.
Happy birthday, Donnie.
Thank you, guys.
56. Many, many more. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.